the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side. He'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer. To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig. Step back three straight on. Got it! As the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Sounds off another three. Book it! Oh, my goodness! Don't wake him up! Greg Kaminsky, a single-game school record, 43 points. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From Jersey Mike's Arena in Piscataway, welcome to our pregame show as the Wisconsin Badgers hitting the road following a 116-point performance on Friday night against the Iowa Hawkeyes. 21 threes, a record 21 threes. So, Brian Butch, let's see it again. Can they do it again?
Well, they're going to try. And that's crazy saying it here at Jersey Mike's Arena because Rutgers, known for their defense, this year there's a lot of gaps on that defensive side of the floor for Rutgers, so Wisconsin definitely can take advantage of some of those.
We're going to see two of the most talented freshmen in college basketball. I say we think. Dylan Harper, who missed the Indiana game because of an illness, is listed as questionable. Didn't play against the Hoosiers, so Ace Bailey stepped up and scored 39 points. Badger fans who may not be all that familiar are going to get to see a couple of pretty special guys here tonight.
Yeah, when you look at what those two guys can do, by far they're the most talented. Now, that's not where the game's going to be won or lost. It's going to be the supporting cast of Rutgers and what, you know, Wisconsin limits them to. But those two freshmen, they're fun, they're elite. I can go on and on about what they are, but they still are freshmen, which means on that defensive side, it's open. So as much as they're going to be exciting to watch on that offensive end, I'm really going to watch the defensive side of the ball and see how, when Wisconsin puts them in pick and roll, how they guard it, because I think that's going to be a big key to the game.
All right, Badgers trying to extend the winning streak to four games and pull even in Big Ten conference play, 1 hour away from the opening tip. We'll get it rolling with Jesse Temple of The Athletic in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Teachers are dynamic leaders, shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Achieving this takes skill and expertise. They're tireless explorers, creatively discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, experimenting, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, and connecting with each other. Leading by example. Experience the unique joy of helping students thrive. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready to begin? Explore teaching at teach.org. A campaign supported by the U.S. Department of Education, teach.org, and 1 million teachers of color.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this north woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This is the Badgers pregame show, joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic, who no doubt probably would have made three or four threes as well on Friday night against the Iowa Hawkeyes. A little surreal, isn't it, when Wisconsin gives up 85 points and wins by 31?
That was one of the all-time great shooting performances by a college basketball team you will ever see. And what was so fascinating is how much of a quick strike approach it was, because they had 27 points about 13 and a half minutes into the first half, and had 27 points in the last 6.5 minutes, and everybody got involved in the act by the end. It was so entertaining, and that's why it was a record-setting performance, one of those games you'll be talking about for a long time.
Yeah, there's part of me, I've watched, as someone who's watched Wisconsin basketball as long as I have, thinking, boy, that was some bad defense. Those wide-open shots, but you still have to make them, and not everyone was clean. Butchie and I, Jesse, were talking about Kamari McGee the other night. We've always appreciated him because he's an energy guy, defense, leadership, and not just Friday night where he goes 4 out of 5 from three, but this guy's better than 50% from three. So he provides a ton of intangibles, but you can't overlook what he can do offensively as well, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think he's improved so much since he first got here in terms of the pace at which he plays and the confidence level that he has, the way he's been able to adjust to Big Ten basketball. Certainly, Iowa's defense has something to do with that. I think there were some situations where Iowa wasn't sure whether it was supposed to be in zone or man, and McGee was wide open on the left corner and back-to-back shots, but you got to make the shots, and he doesn't have to be a high-volume shooter, but he can do a little bit of everything because he also got Wisconsin 4 assists and 4 rebounds. He's been a great addition for the Badgers.
Wait, another guy who's showing that he can do a little bit of everything is John Blackwell. We certainly saw it a year ago. And, you know, whether he considers himself a point guard or, you know, whatever, he's a player. And the 32 points stand out, but he has, like, well, I think it's 15 assists, 2 turnovers now over the last 3 games. So his overall game, it seems like, is on a really good path right now.
He's been fabulous. And, oh, by the way, from the guard spot, he got 8 rebounds, so that's pretty darn good. And I know Greg Gard touched on this in the preseason, but he compared John to Johnny Davis in terms of making that leap from freshman to sophomore year. Greg was not trying to suggest that John was going to become an NBA lottery pick, though certainly John is on a great trajectory here. But what he meant is the level and the confidence that jump from freshman to sophomore year, they saw this in the preseason, and John has continued it on here early this season.
We look big picture in the conference, and there are a couple of trend-busting teams. Like all of a sudden, Nebraska is a pretty good defensive team, and the team that Wisconsin is playing tonight, Rutgers, isn't. It's been a very steady and good to superior defensive team under Steve Peichel. That's not the case, but when you have two highly touted freshmen like Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, that can cover up some things. Are you as intrigued as we are, just assuming Harper plays? He was sick and did not play against Indiana last week, but are you as intrigued as anybody to watch those two guys, see what they're all about?
Very much so. I don't think people traditionally think Rutgers basketball and think they're getting some of the best players in the country, but obviously Peichel deserves a lot of credit for what he's been able to do. And I'm interested to see, not that I expect Wisconsin to make 21 three-pointers, but is this the type of performance that can carry over, that has given Wisconsin some confidence here coming off this long layoff? And can the Badgers get it rolling here at the start of 2025? Because I don't think we can overstate the importance of that win against Iowa when they were 0-2 in conference play. Wisconsin was falling to 0-3 would have been a real bad spot, even if the competition has been good. So can they keep it rolling against Rutgers and get to 500 in Big Ten play?
All right, he's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll have our Badger Spotlight back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open-flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Time now for our Badger Spotlight as we hear from freshman guard Daniel Freetag out of Bloomington, Minnesota, who had his first career points on Friday night with a second-half dunk against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Freetag was recruited both in football as well as basketball. In fact, the Badger football staff had some interest for a time, but Daniel chose basketball. We asked him about that path of choosing this sport and this university.
It was a long recruiting process with both sports, and I ended up choosing Wisconsin before I chose basketball. So in my top five, I had football schools, but it was, in the end, it was Wisconsin basketball that made me want to stay with basketball. So I really didn't choose a sport. I kind of just chose a coaching staff and a program before anything else.
What is it about this coaching staff and the program that you find so attractive?
I think, you know, I wanted to go somewhere that I felt needed, and I'm not saying that they need me on the court, but just like they valued me as if they needed me opposed to wanting me. And you could kind of always tell with coaching staffs, you know, the coaching staffs that, you know, offer you and kind of recruit you and they kind of want you, and then those that really take their time and effort to, you know, really pour into you and show you that you're valued to them. So I just wanted to reward kind of their loyalty to me by coming here. Yeah, really.
I would imagine you get to know them. Obviously, you talk basketball, but I would imagine conversations with the coaches, it's about a lot of things, too, that maybe have nothing to do with basketball. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So when your senior year, you have a big year, and then you celebrate a state championship by getting surgery.
Two
weeks later.
Yeah.
Take us through that, because people would see, you know, the eye-popping numbers you had as a senior and what you did in the state tournament. How difficult was that? How much pain were you in in pursuit of winning the trophy?
Yeah. So I transferred senior year to Breck, and 2 weeks before the season started, I rolled my ankle really bad, and it was, you know, really big. I couldn't put shoes on because they wouldn't fit in the shoe. And it was between surgery that would leave me out until the playoffs, or they said you can risk it and play on it, but it can get worse and it can, you know, need even more surgery and things of that nature. So I played on it the whole season. I tried not to make a big deal about it and let people know, and we ended up winning the state championship. And I knew in my head that after we won the state championship, I did two things. I booked my trip to Florida, and I booked my surgery. So I went on my trip to Florida, enjoyed that, and then I got my surgery, and now we're here.
So was it, I can't imagine it was an easy decision to play, because there was risk involved, but it didn't take you very long to make up your mind, says, yeah, no, I want to play.
Yeah.
Finish this.
Yeah, I was hungry to play with my new team, you know, and a lot of people were giving me advice telling me not to, that, you know, college is more important. But I wanted to play, so I played.
And it all worked out.
Yeah.
So when you got here, you weren't able to really participate in a lot of the stuff early on.
Yeah.
Right? When was it where you felt like, okay, I'm good to go now, and I can take part in the summer drills?
I would say I think I was out for 2.5 weeks for majority of our drills, and then for another like week I was kind of very limited, and I was barely playing in practice to kind of milk the ankle or whatever. But you know, after some time, I can feel, you know, my balance coming back and my spring and my first step and stuff. So it's kind of just been better and better every day.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's one thing to trust your ankle. It's another to get into, quote, basketball shape. So mm-hmm. When was it where you felt like I'm all the way back? I'm where I want to be?
I'd say, you know, I think like a few weeks ago, you know, I'm not necessarily thinking about my ankle, but I feel like I'm back. I feel like I'm, you know, myself from before the injury, and I feel really good right now, and I've felt that way for a few weeks now. Mm-hmm. And I can't really say the same about, you know, a month or two ago. Mm-hmm. So
no, that's fair. It was interesting. I was watching an interview that you did, and I can't remember who it was with, one of the online interviews, and they were asking about like guys who take you under their wing, and this is a group with veteran players. But I think the first guy you mentioned is Cameron Hunter.
Yes.
Who's not a rookie in college basketball by any stretch, but he's new here.
Yes.
Walk us through that. Cameron Hunter kind of taking you under his wing a little bit.
Yeah, Cameron Hunter, one of my first days here, I actually told him the story. So my first day getting here on campus, I went to the gym to get shots up, and he was the only other person in there. And just due to, you know, movies I watched, I kind of thought that me and him were going to, like, you know, butt heads, thinking we're the same position. Mm-hmm. You know, we're both fighting for a spot. And the very first thing he did, he was playing his music. He turned his music off and said, you can connect to the speaker if you want. And from that moment on, it was like, you know, my very first impression of him was, you know, generosity to me. And ever since then, you know, we lived together and he was great to me. He gave me, I would compliment his clothes, he'd give them to me. Like, and ever since then, he is still just like my guy. And he texted me yesterday. I think we were talking about, you know, getting on the floor and stuff like that. And he told me, he said, like, I believe in you if no one else does, and I love you like a little brother. And it was like, you know, this guy just met me a few months ago, and I already feel like I've known him forever.
That's cool.
He's been great.
Yeah, I think everybody else believes in you too, but it's great to hear that. And a guy like him too, he's put together. He's a bulldog.
He's a force for sure.
So tell us the adjustment. You've been in some games here and obviously going through practice. You know, you had a great high school career. What's been the toughest on-floor adjustment to this level?
Finishing at the rim is kind of the toughest thing, because it used to be that if I got there, I was scoring with either a bucket or I was getting fouled or both. Where now, getting there, now I have to decide, like, is it Steve Nolan behind me, next to me, Tanjay trailing for a chase down? Like, there's a lot more decisions going into getting to the rim. I think, you know, getting there is not a huge issue. It's just once you're there, it's very tough to decide what to do. But I think I'm making my way there.
That's freshman guard Daniel Freetag, and that's tonight's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. The Notebook is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
As a professional in Learfield, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Continue with the Badgers pregame show. Wisconsin and Rutgers tonight at Jersey Mike's Arena. Many affectionately refer to this place as the Rack. Sellouts have been a regular occurrence for quite some time. They say they've had 71 straight through the years. Okay, we've seen some pretty good atmospheres in here. But what we're seeing this year, Brian Butch, is a Rutgers team whose personality has done a 180 under Steve Peichel. They have, you know, on numerous occasions have had top 10 defenses in terms of their defensive efficiency numbers. Last year, they were really good defensively, and they ranked 298th offensively. Now it's turned. They're much better scoring because of the two freshmen, Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey. They're not guarding, though, the way we're used to seeing Rutgers teams guard.
Well, and the biggest thing before we get into the numbers is it's the discipline on the defensive end. We've talked a lot about how defensively they're not as good. It starts by, number one, having two freshmen on the floor because they want to gamble and they want to not be in position. But Rutgers' defense was so and has been good for a long time because of the discipline, being in the right spot, knowing that, hey, if you drive, they've had Cliff Amore back there to swat shots. So all of a sudden, if you do get beat, there's a little bit of help. They don't necessarily have that rim protector. But in general, they're gambling more. They're out of position more. That makes the driving lanes bigger. That makes, you know, the passes and the backdoor cuts available. We haven't seen Rutgers teams the last couple of years get beaten on backdoors. Now it's two or three a game, like nothing. So it's those sorts of things as far as the discipline goes that I look at. As far as the way that they protect the rim, I talked about no Cliff Amore. He's at Alabama right now, obviously part of the NIL world. I get that. Rutgers decided to invest in the two freshmen and not invest in Cliff Amore. Those are decisions that, you know, organizations and colleges are going to have to figure out. But right now they give up, you know, almost 64% at the rim. In years past, it was 40%. 20% at the rim, that's a big difference. So I think that's where it's changed. But I know deep down it's got to be absolutely killing Steve Peichel because he is to the core a defensive-minded coach. And I can't speak highly enough about Steve Peichel and what he does and how he runs his program. This year, they decided to go with two freshmen and see if that is going to work out. We'll see early on. There's some losses on the schedule that should be there.
Yeah, they're 8-6 overall, 1-2 in the Big Ten. And by the way, for those who are more casual college basketball fans, Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, I don't know if there's one out of 100 who thinks they're going to be sophomores next year. They're top five picks. So, both of these programs have taken great pride in being developmental programs, and they still want to be. You just have to do it a little bit differently.
Well, absolutely. And you talk about that. We talked to somebody today, and there's going to be 15 NBA scouts in the gym tonight. So you look at that if you're a Badger, and these guys, these guys know that. Our guys know that NBA scouts can be in the gym. They're not dumb. I mean, when I played, you knew if you were going against a guy that was talking about being drafted, guess what? Most likely there was going to be an NBA scout there to watch you too. So,
yes.
That's another thing that this group has to be somewhat aware of. Now, I don't think it's crept into the heads a whole lot of our guys, but it is one of those things that you do know.
And this Wisconsin team, we've talked for a while now about the evolution of the offense. Talked about it last year, another step this year. 21 threes made, 31 attempted. most were pretty clean looks. You know, we'll see. You still got to make them, though, and I guess that's the thing, you know, Butchie. And, you know, we see a guy like John Blackwell getting 8 rebounds, getting 5 more assists. Nolan Winter, you know, this little, you know, screen roll game with the bigs has become a pretty nice thing here at times for Wisconsin.
Well, it is, and we didn't have a chance to talk about him against Iowa, and I tried at the very end because I looked at a stat line and I said, huh? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That definition of quiet, as far as, but it was still a double-figure game, and he was active all over, and that's exactly what Nolan has brought, and I've loved the development of him. I really have, and I think, you know, overall, part of that is because of the way the guards have played, it has opened up the paint a little bit more so that role is available. But I also think him reading and when he rolls, what Nolan does a really good job of and how he's gotten that roll action a lot is he rolls with great pace. You know, now, especially with the way that the rules have changed, there's not a guard there to take a charge. We've seen that at times, especially if you've watched Purdue basketball last year, Zach Edey rolling hard. There was a guard there to put him down. We haven't seen that yet with the team. If Nolan keeps doing that, something to keep an eye out for as well. But he's done a really good job of just rolling hard and rolling with great pace.
All right, that is your Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More of our pregame coverage will continue here in Piscataway, New Jersey, as the Badgers square off with the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey Badger fans, you want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems, and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Back at Jersey Mike's Arena in Piscataway, New Jersey, where the 11-3 Wisconsin Badgers, 1-2 in Big Ten Conference play, will face the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Steve Heichel's team 8-6 overall, 1-2 in conference play. The Badgers Yeah, a few weeks ago, they had dropped three straight. Now they've won three in a row, trying to make it four and thus draw even in Big Ten conference play, coming off the Friday night win against the Iowa Hawkeyes, 116-85. We're a half an hour away from the opening tip. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Pre-game coverage continues, joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. I don't know how you follow up 116. If you do it again, that's really something special. What pleased you most about how your guys put up that many points in a game?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, Matt, when you go back through the film is we didn't force anything. You know, it wasn't like we were coming down as chucking the first shot that came. We did have some quicker possessions, but we had open looks. I mean, I didn't think we took really any, very few bad shots. The other thing is you have 26 assists on 40 baskets, so that, you know, guys shared the ball, they moved it, extra passes, and you're more than likely you're going to have to do that if you're going to, you know, shoot that high a percentage, because it ends up being an extra open look than what maybe the passer turned down. So I think just the unselfishness of this group is what stands out.
In a game with that many points, we talked about it Friday night, to have Peyton Sanford struggle the way he did, you guys had a little bit to do with that, maybe more than a little bit. Might sound odd if people didn't watch the game and talk about defense, but that's one of the better scorers in the league.
Yeah, I think we made, you know, life hard for him. We were physical with him. We didn't lose him for the most part. He missed a couple open shots, but I think we had, you know, did some damage to him prior to that in terms of frustrating him and making it hard for him. And and a decent job on Freeman and a decent job on Josh Dix after we, you know, the first 7-8 minutes. So all in all, even though the score looks like we gave up 85 points, but the points per possession is really, you know, we are obviously extremely good offensively. But knowing there's going to be a lot of possessions against Iowa, you're going to have to score. You know, I tell people, what's the difference if you win 116-85 or 76-40, right? It's all the same. So you know, I think we were, you know, it's where the game is right now, and it's Iowa's a team you have to score against.
And a lot of teams are like that. As you just said, the game is changing. Rules have been tweaked. Offense is encouraged. So this is a big part of this, not just with the Badgers, but a lot of teams across the country.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think the, you know, as much as we've dove deep into the analytics world and really leaned into that, we're not the only ones doing it. And so, and I think roster construction is a big piece of this too. You have to have really talented players at the right positions. You know, you can't have too much of something and not enough of something else. And I think our roster construction and the unselfishness they play with, we have a lot of guys that can score, which is, you know, I guess, the intent. When you put this all together, you don't know how it's going to play out. But so far, we've done some good things offensively.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll have more with head coach Craig Gard, a pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Famous Wurstmachers Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Yeah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
It's the Badgers and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights here this evening. And pick it up what we just talked about. This is, you know, a Rutgers team. It seems year after year under Steve Peichel, they're a very, very sticky team defensively. And offense has, it comes and goes with them. They got a ton of it now with two of the two freshmen who are about as talented as it gets.
Yeah, they really do. They score extremely, they make it look easy, specifically those two guys. And then obviously you have other pieces around them, much like we all have had to kind of mix and match with your roster and put pieces together that have other guys that can hurt you if you allow that to happen. But obviously watching Harper and Bailey, and I had seen a lot of them until, you know, the past 3 or 4 days when I really dove myself deep into film. But you can tell they, like I said, they make the game look really easy.
It just, with layman's eyes watching both of those guys, especially Ace Bailey in the game against Indiana, you could do everything right defensively and he's still going to get his.
Yeah, there is at that size and that skill set. I mean, I know there's been comparisons across the board of, you know, who he reminds people of years gone by, Kevin Durant, I mean, you name it. But yeah, that at that skill level, at that size, and he's really comfortable taking tough shots. He can make tough shots and can turn nothing into something for him. And Harper, you know, in his own way, is, you know, just gets in the paint, is got as good a vision as any guard we've seen so far this year, and he's got incredible size for a point guard. So those two obviously are pretty dynamic when they get it going.
You guys have had dynamic players, prolific scorers, and when we have talked with you and Bo in the past, it's about maybe guys who aren't 15, 20 point a game guys who could be difference makers. Similar deal in this game here tonight?
Yeah, I think it's as much as everybody talks about Harper and Bailey, it's the other guys that, whether it's Agboli inside or Durkak on the perimeter, any of their Williams, you just can't let Davis, you can't let somebody else have an untypical night. And obviously the ball's in those two guys, Harper and Bailey's hands a lot, but we've got to make sure, obviously do a great job on those two and make it really hard, but we can't forget about the other guys as well.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. We'll take a look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Rolling on with our Badgers pregame show. Wisconsin and Rutgers here tonight. Time for our Big Ten report brought to you by the Big Ten Network. Indiana gets its first quad one win of the year yesterday afternoon, going into the Palestra and defeating Penn State 77-71. Badgers made that trip under Bull Ryan non-conference game back
we
in the
did.
Day. Greg Gard, yeah, Greg Gard has said he would love to go back, you know, take a Wisconsin team there. It's a snake pit. It's a building, and the junkie that you are. The place oozes history.
Oh, it was great.
Just a great building.
It was my freshman year, yeah. And we played Penn.
Yep. Brad Dunphy was coach.
It was. And I don't know if you want to play Penn State there, though.
It's a little noisy in there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, as much as Coach Gard wants to go there, go play Penn there. Don't go play Penn State there. But, it's a great place. And but that, like you talk about Indiana, Indiana's going to have a problem when it comes to Selection Sunday. Because their non-conference schedule is not good.
Nope.
And you talked about the first quad one. At least they went and got one at Penn State.
It's a big,
and that's
it's a big one
have.
For them. It
now,
is.
That being yeah. said, with a non-conference schedule that's not good, it helps you play in the Big Ten. There's enough opportunities ahead, but you've got to win those, and that's a great game that Indiana had to win, and they did.
Purdue winning big at home against Northwestern. Oregon defending the home court against Maryland. And Illinois, good West Coast or Northwest trip for them, winning at Oregon and then defeating Washington by 4.
Well, and you look at Maryland a week ago, everyone said, hey, watch out, they can win the Big Ten. How did the West Coast trip treat them?
Yeah, not so good.
Yeah, 0-2. So that's what that's going to be. How do you adjust? Now, they come from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast. So Wisconsin has a little bit of an advantage that when they do that West Coast trip. It's not like they're going complete East Coast to West Coast.
Later tonight, Ohio State hits the road up at the Barn to take on Minnesota. Ohio State, when it's good, it's really, really good, but it's been erratic Minnesota trying to find its way at 8-6. It's obviously huge. They're the one Big Ten team still looking for a conference win.
Yeah, the Gophers. And Minnesota, that's a game you can't lose. And I don't mean that if you're Ohio State in a bad way, but that's just right now, that's where Minnesota is. And they've shown steps, little steps, baby steps to getting better, but right now they are the bottom of the Big Ten.
All right, that is your look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. And we continue, we'll get Butchie's keys to tonight's game, the Badgers and Rutgers. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
At Jones, we make our sausage, bacon, and ham the traditional way, with simple ingredients and a commitment to distinctive quality. But what we're really proud of is how they taste. Our bacon is dry-aged. Almost no other manufacturer takes the time to do that. And our all-natural roll sausage is made with just three ingredients: pork, salt, and spices. That's it. It's attention to detail and quality that you can taste in every bite. At Jones, we've been making breakfast better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Continues the Badgers and Rutgers tonight here at Piscataway. Time for Butchie's keys to tonight's game.
Well, we're going to start with Wisconsin and offensive rebounds. I mean, that's how we ended up high. Well, we're going to talk about it right now with Rutgers as well. But that being said, I say that only half jokingly, Matt, because they give up almost 12 offensive rebounds a game, Rutgers does. So Wisconsin can get some easy buckets off the glass. Three-point line is going to be important. Obviously, we know what Wisconsin wants to do. However, Rutgers is allowing almost 35% from three. That's 253rd in the nation when you look at how they're at there. And then defensively, transition defense.
Yep.
It's that simple. Because you can't let Rutgers get easy baskets. You can't let the freshmen get going. And you can't let them get easy shots to start this game off. We saw with Josh Dix against Iowa. He got himself going. They had their hands full for a while. They had to change the coverage. It slowed them down in the second half. Can't let these freshmen get going early.
All right, those are your keys to tonight's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We're going to check in the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, Trees of Andrews, treating you. Ricardo Greffi remains on the mend. Lower body injury suffered a few days before the Iowa game last week. Dylan Harper was listed as questionable. He's playing. He'll be in the starting lineup, which we will tell you about right now. To the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. For Steve Peichel's Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Peichel in his ninth year at the school. His big is Emmanuel Obole, 6'10", 270-pound junior from Nigeria, averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds a game. Doesn't play a ton of minutes. He starts every game, plays about 13 and a half minutes per. Jeremiah Williams, 6'4", senior out of Chicago, 8 points, 3.5 rebounds a game, dropped 18 on Wisconsin at 7 assists and 5 rebounds in the game here last February. Jamichael Davis, 6'2", sophomore out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, 3.5 points a game. And then the freshman sensations, Dylan Harper, 6'6", out of Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, about 23 points, better than 5 rebounds and 4.7 assists per game. And Ace Bailey, 6'10", 200-pounder out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, about 20 points a game, 7.7 rebounds, and he has blocked 15 shots. For Greg Gard's Badgers, same five per usual. Stephen Crow at 9 points, about 5.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. Nolan Winter, 11.5 points, 6 boards per game. Even better of late, he's averaging nearly 18 points a game at 8.5 rebounds over his last 4 outings. John Tanjay averaging 18.5 points, 5 rebounds a game. Max Klesman, 11 points, 3 assists per contest. And John Blackwell coming off his career high 32 points, 15 and a half points a game. He has about 5 rebounds and 2.5 assists per contest. Badgers lead the series 11-6 since Rutgers joined the Big Ten. The edge a little more narrow. 8 wins for the Badgers, 6 for the Scarlet Knights. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands is coming up next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you're planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef summer sausage and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Yeah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You bet.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Out of Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin, Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Jersey, Mike's Arena in Piscataway, New Jersey, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, at Easton D'Amelio, back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball, and we welcome you to game four of the Big Ten season for the Badgers. 1-2 coming off the historic night, if you will, last Friday. 116 points, a Kohl Center record, the second most points in a single game ever by Wisconsin basketball. 116-85 over the Iowa Hawkeyes. The Rutgers Scarlet Knights 1-2. Likewise, the Badgers. Rutgers 8-6 in the league, or make that 8-6 overall. Wisconsin 11-3 overall. And before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, Butchie, we mentioned Rutgers being 8-6 overall, but this building, they have fared, well, they've been perfect. They're 7-0 here. It was a nightmare day for Wisconsin here last February, but the rosters are quite a bit different. Now we'll just see if Wisconsin can continue to grow. I guess I'm not going to ask them to hit 21 more threes, although if they want to, go ahead. But just continue to build on the good things they've been doing here over the course of these last three games.
Well, for sure, and for me, it's going to be, I question right now heading into this game, how does Wisconsin handle the ball screen? When you look at Rutgers, they're going to be in the ball screen action a whole bunch. a whole bunch, almost 98% of the offense is going to end result in somewhat of a ball screen action. Wisconsin, they're 27th as far as the way that they guard that ball screen. 27% of the time, they get a good result. The rest of the time, not. So when you look at that, how does that battle work? And it starts by defensively playing this five, making sure that they're in to out. You're going to hear me say it a lot tonight. They've got to be in to out. If they're not in that ball screen action, those guards are going to be able to turn that corner, and they're too good. I mean, the two freshman guards in Harper and Bailey are too good if you give them any space. So you've got to be in, and you've got to build out.
To your point, you can't make it easy for him, but as we were talking with Greg Gard, you can also do everything right, and they're going to make shots. So you just got to be careful not to let that get into your head.
100%. When you look at what they've done, like, they're going to make tough shots. These guys are going to be lottery picks next year. They're going to make tough shots. But you shouldn't stop what you're going to do. You can't all of a sudden as long as you freak out and say, oh, okay, what we're doing isn't working because they make a tough shot. Stay disciplined. Follow the game plan. The other thing is, we talked a lot of ball screen right there, transition baskets. Can't give any. They just played a team in Iowa that they want to get out. They want to run quick. You can't give Rutgers any transition opportunities here either tonight.
Yeah, that's the thing about Rutgers. They are 50th in tempo as opposed to Wisconsin's 168. So, yeah, the Badgers are playing at a faster pace than what we're used to seeing. But Rutgers is playing a fast